Hey everybody, it's Aldo Gandhi, and I just want to let you know really quickly that our swag shop is reopened. DeepDishTees.com is where you go, and that's Tees with T-E-E-S. Clever name, guys. They're the new home of our merchandise. You can get t-shirts, you can get caps, you can get coffee mugs, you can get hoodies, you can get all sorts of good stuff, and you'll help out the bar room with the purchase. So head over to DeepDishTees.com.
This is the Bears Barroom Radio Network. The following program is recorded live and intended for all audiences.
Radio is scripted now. We just come up with it. We don't use computers. We don't rehearse. We're going to talk about this next. We're going to talk about them. We're going to talk about the Bulls. And then we're going to have Brad Bixon. And then we're going to have all this. No. No. If you don't know what you're going to talk about in the top of your head before a show, you shouldn't be in the business. I don't know what you got. I feel like Vince Vaughn in a couple's retreat. The sharks are circling. Old school, baby.
You're listening to the Mike North Advantage, and it begins right now.
That's right. The Mike North Advantage starts right now. I am Aldo Gandhi. I'm Mike Swingman, and there he is, dancing to the music. Yeah. He looks so stylish and fabulous. Is that a Chicago Bears shirt you're wearing?
What else would it be on the bar room, my friend? We're getting in full gear, as you see the sign back there. By the way, folks, good to see everybody. And, of course, my man, follow him, at Aldo Gandia. Yes, Bears Bar Room, it says back there. But follow at the bar room. Okay?
That's right.
Getting ready for all sorts of stuff. I've been watching some of the shows we got on this deal. The Parisi guys, all those guys, hockey. You know, you're talking basketball. I mean, I've been watching basketball. I mean, do you need another sports network when you have Bears Barroom? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe when daily sports, you can look at that too, where we have picks up every day. I got a show that I do every day with Johnny Jansen. So, I mean, I'm a fortunate guy that tomorrow I'll be on AM 1000 with Carmen DeFalco. I'll be on with Yurko and them at 11:48. Then we'll have the podcast up until White Sox season's over. But we also have Saturday morning live, not live, by tape, at 8 o'clock on AM 1000. So we got plenty of gambling to talk about. I know people think, Aldo, it's a slow part time of year, but it's an interesting time of year to me.
I agree. By the way, 3 years ago, I turned on the Chicago Tonight Show with Phil Ponce, and there's Mike North announcing his retirement. And since then, I've never seen him busier in his entire career.
Well, I'm really blessed. I know that there's a lot of people that I started with, a lot of people that were working at other stations that are no longer working, and that, and then the fact that I get to work at a great place like AM 1000 and. I do a podcast with Win Daily, and like I was just saying, and the Bears Barroom started it all, the granddaddy of them all. So, yeah, I mean, been busy, but having a good time with you and everybody else. And what's been really good is I won again last week, handicapping here, and that's what we're going to do. I got not much tonight. The basketball game up in the air, don't know what to make of it. The same thing goes for baseball today. The card seemed unattractive to me. A lot of day ball today, so we'll see what happens.
Well, Mike, why don't we start there with basketball, because game one of the NBA Finals happened the other night, and Chris Paul looked like, whoa, holy cow. He played probably some of the best basketball I've ever seen him play in his career, maybe the best.
Yeah, I think you look at a guy like this, 16 seasons, didn't win at Wake Forest, has never won, has never gone deep in the playoffs. I do believe that neither one of these teams will be back next year in the finals. I think that Phoenix was very fortunate because of the Laker injuries, because of the Clipper injuries, because of the injury to the Donovan Mitchell in Utah. All the major stars, 9 All-Stars went down. Same thing goes for Milwaukee. I mean, if Brooklyn comes back and these guys really are married to the game, and that's what you got to ask yourself, Aldo, if Durant and Harden and Irving are married to the game, then maybe Milwaukee doesn't return to the finals next year. Maybe it's Brooklyn and somebody else. Maybe the Celtics come back. Who knows? But nobody expected this. I think it's a breath of fresh air. I was LeBroned out. I think most of America's been LeBroned out. And Golden State, 10 years dominated by Golden State and LeBron James. Nothing against them, but I've seen the movie a million times.
I'm with you.
You know, you just don't laugh as hard at the 15th time you see a movie as you did the first time. You chuckle. That's it. I'm past the chuckling stage. I mean, I'm tired of them. Tired of LeBron, tired of Golden State, tired of the Lakers, tired of all that crap. So it's good to see. And I would have been good with Atlanta if they would have gotten in.
Me too.
So it's been to me. We'll see what the numbers are. I don't think market has anything to do with it. I think it's an interesting series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Merv is saying, yeah, no more LeBron, please. I think people are kind of fed up with him. It's kind of become an old story in the NBA. Hey, one interesting fact that I found on Sports Illustrated. Let me see if I can find it here. Yeah, here it is. Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Mikal Bridges, Jay Crowder, and DeAndre Ayton appeared in a league-high 52 games. That's seven more than any other unit, with a league-high 706 minutes. So when we're talking about not just injuries, but also load management, this is a case against it. These guys played more as a starting five unit than any other starting five in the NBA, and it's part of the reason they're playing so well right now.
You hit it on the head. Great, great stuff that you found there, Aldo. That's why you tune into this thing, folks. you could be the smartest guy in the street corner or in the bar. Bottom line is, I've always said, if you're going to spar, if you're going to fight for a title, you have to spar. Mm-hmm. You got to spar 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks. You know, if you spar a week, basically a lot of these teams had injuries because of freakishness, stepping on other guys' feet, or like Harden, like other guys with strained hamstrings, not in shape. So I think load management's been a bunch of crap. I think the two biggest three biggest con jobs in sports has been analytics, has been launch angle, okay, and load management. I think everybody's full of crap with that stuff. I really do. And this is a good example that you pointed out.
Yeah. I haven't seen the ratings for game one, but I am hopeful that it's good ratings, because you got two teams here. The Suns have never won an NBA Finals in their 53-year history. And the Bucks, the last time they won an NBA championship, it was a guy named Lou Alcindor with the Sky Hook playing for them, and before he became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and went to the Lakers. I love the fact that we got two new teams here. Like you said at the beginning of this conversation, we're tired of seeing the same old teams.
1971, I had to go get my draft card. I mean, that's how long ago that was, okay? I mean, I basically was in the service from 1972. I mean, I'm a kid. That's the last time they won Milwaukee. So congratulations to them getting involved. Congratulations. I'm happy for them. I really am. Oscar Robertson was on those teams. Bobby Dandridge, John McLaughlin, Larry Costello was the coach. Don't test me, folks. You did before Wikipedia, there was Northopedia. Okay? That's it. Forget about it. I know the whole goddamn team, okay? Don't play with me, all right? I'll slap you around verbally with my intuition and constitution, whatever the hell that means.
And I love what Merv says here. He says, load management sounds like a digestive problem.
They're just a bunch of crap, like that launch level or launch angle. I watched the base hit the other night. They're actually keeping track of slow hits now, 78 miles an hour through the infield. So it's funny.
It really, really is. So regarding tonight's game, do you have an idea? Are you leaning one way or another, just as an outright win? Do you think the Bucks have it in them to make this a series? Because I read somewhere that the team that wins the first two games in the NBA Finals goes on to win that series 89% of the time. It's like a lock. So.
Well, I mean, it's 5.5-6. I mean, you know, Giannis played great the other night. I mean, for a guy that was hurt, came in. I mean, we saw the injury. I mean, it's not like I think everybody was surprised, but he's going to need some help. And, you know, they got to get through the pick and roll. That's easier said than done. But you can't be as lazy as they were. You can't give Chris Paul mid-range jumpers like he's been getting. He's been canning them, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, a mid-range jumper. Take it from your guy here. A mid-range jumper like 15 feet, 17 feet from the wing ain't easy. No. It ain't easy. There's guys that would rather take the three-point shot. So I'm with the fact that if they don't solve if they don't solve the pick and roll, to me, Elgo,
right.
It's going to be Phoenix covering. Yep. I would lean right now Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. And as we have up on the screen here, the spread is the Suns -5.5, and the over-under is 219.5 points. The money line has the Suns at -215, the Bucks at +185.
Yeah.
I think the Bucks are going to win outright because so many times in series like these, you see teams make adjustments. All right, they beat us at the free throw line. They beat us at the pick and roll. Now we make adjustments, and it goes kind of back and forth for a while. And I think the Bucks are good enough for this. The one of the big things that happened in game one was the Suns were 25 of 26 from the free throw line. Phoenix is now the best free throw shooting team in NBA history, 87% for the entire playoffs. They've got the Bucks have got to get to the line and stop fouling the Suns because they're getting free points there.
Well, that's the deal. And that when you're trying to get through a pick and roll, if you're trying to get through a guy that's setting the pick, you know, you're going to run into foul trouble. Now, the only thing that could stop Phoenix is if Booker and Booker still hasn't had a pretty good shooting night in the last couple weeks, but Booker and Paul, okay, if they get in foul trouble, then we'll see what happens. But you know what? The guy that stirs the drink on Phoenix is Ayton. I mean, this guy's good for 22 and 15. Think about that. Phoenix was never known, folks. Phoenix has never been known for having that brute since, I mean, forever. They've been known as a running type team. You know, Steve Nash dishing the ball, running, jumping, gliding. You know, Paul Westhead, you know, guys like that back in there. Westfall back in the day. Excuse me, not Westhead. Paul Westfall, RIP, by the way. They were known for that. Elvin Adams. He was their center. Tom Chambers was even an outside shooter. So this is a different Phoenix team. They give you a little bit of toughness. But I will state once again, this is Chris Paul's chance. Because nobody's going to tell me they would have been in this year had the other team stayed healthy. But that's the point.
Yep.
That's the point. It's a war of attrition right now. And may the healthiest team win. And it looks like two of the healthiest teams. And thank God the Greek Freak is back.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, then you're saying to yourself, if you're Phoenix, we should lose this thing.
Yeah.
But now they got in the back of their head, this guy who never has dogged it.
Mm-hmm.
He's the first guy since Jordan and Ewing. Mm-hmm. Patrick Ewing, I always thought, gave 100%. Always.
Yes.
This guy here is the same way. And like just like Jordan. 100% all the way. So, we'll see, but I have a lean towards Phoenix, but probably won't play it.
Good coaching here by John R. Hagan Jr. He says Chris Middleton must step up and Bucks must limit the touches of the basketball Chris Paul gets if the Bucks have a shot versus the Phoenix Suns. I agree.
Yeah, good to see my guy Johnny R. Hey, Johnny, what's up, buddy? Johnny H. He's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't let them take over. You can't let Chris Paul dictate. Mm-hmm. If you let him dictate, but he's gone farther than I ever thought he would. Was it a perfect storm? He went to the right team. He settled that team down. Devin Booker has played pretty decent. He had a good regular season. He's capable of exploding. You see what kind of bench points you get? We'll find out about that. I just think that this is ready-made for Phoenix, but but I thought, you know what, all through the playoffs, they've been the most unpredictable playoffs in the last 10 years to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just by the people that are in the finals.
I agree.
Right.
John also says the Suns Valley uniforms are hideous, and he's absolutely right about that. Mike, what's your favorite?
The Valley, you mean? The Valley?
Those Valley version uniforms.
You don't like them?
No.
All right, I don't know. I can't understand. The Bucks wore blue uniforms in the playoffs. I go, what's that about? Are you kidding me? Get rid of those. Those are hideous. I don't mind the Valley.
I agree. I don't mind these alternative uniforms that teams
use. Get your team colors in there, for God's sake.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
I go, I didn't know we're playing Memphis.
That's all
right. I didn't bet Memphis. They wore blue uniforms the last series. Come on.
Right. Is this a semifinal game or losers round or something like that? But what's your favorite NBA uniform of all time? My favorite is the Bulls white jerseys with the red. That's the one that is my go-to. What do you have a favorite outside of that one?
I like the black ones. They were pinstriped.
Oh, those are sweet.
Pinstripe uniforms. They were sweet, man, with the red lettering, the white trim, with the bull on the logo. Now, the bull on the side of the shorts used to be bigger. If you look at it now, on HD, you can see it, but it's not as prevalent if you look at the old pictures of Jerry Sloan, Artis Gilmore, Guy Rogers. But the bull on the shorts and the name Bulls, which was named after Benny the Bull. Benny the Bull was named after Ben Bentley, okay? Who was their PA announcer for years. But I think the Bulls on the shorts, the unique part of that uniform. And I did like the – I love the white ones. The red ones were my least favorite.
I agree with you. I'm totally with you. Now, Mike, I remember seeing you like in a couple of three-point competitions at the Chicago Stadium. And did you get a jersey? I don't remember what you were wearing when you were in those competitions at the Bulls Stadium.
They gave us a celebrity point thing. I think it was at the time Comcast was sponsoring it. Said that we had to wear that. So, you know, the first one I was in, I put them all away. I told B, if I don't win this one, what's the sense? It's the station, you know, it's a way to name for yourself and for the station at the time, which was young. Mm-hmm. And I ended up winning the thing. So it was great. Yeah. But we got, you know, but I mean, my God, I got to shoot at Chicago Stadium at the original one. That's awesome. There's some tough competition. A Howard Sudbury, if you will. A Rick Ellender. You know what I mean? A Steve Cashel, a Norm Van Leer. They threw the kitchen sink at me. There's nothing they could do. They didn't accept the fate, and all the Bulls watched it on TV.
Nice.
All the boys were in there watching it. Sweet. And the boy, I'm sure they were all happy for me when I ended up winning. Oh, every one of them. Scotty, my guy.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, what's that?
Scotty.
Wow. Outstanding. All right. Let us move on. We've got to talk about the Cubs and the White Sox.
No doubt about it.
I've been running a promo where you're talking, where you are talking positively about Tony La Russa, and boy, oh boy, I mean, is that a
where
hit?
Where did you put that in? I didn't get that.
I've been running it in the middle of shows. I'll put it up on Twitter.
Oh, okay. Come on. I thought it was on Twitter.
No, I'll put it up on Twitter so that you can take a look.
Twitter, play the spot.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's
like
great.
It's like I'm talking to Edward R. Murrow here. I'm just telling him what to do. Are you kidding me? My God, no. But you know what? And so I digress because, I hear some people saying what a great job Rick Hahn has done building this club. Uh-huh. No, Tony La Russa is managing a team that looks like an expansion team right now with all the injuries. Mm-hmm. And he's winning. And Cleveland is just free-falling. But what were you going to say about this fabulous promo, my friend?
Well, no, I was just going to say, in that promo, you're saying A.J. Hinch? You guys wanted A.J. Hinch? Are you crazy?
They wanted a cheater over a Hall of Fame manager because he drinks Jim Beam, too many Jim Beams. I get it. And he shouldn't do it. I said, drink in the hotel room from now on. Uh-huh. That's all. But stay and keep doing the great job you're doing. But I know that Han has done a good job rebuilding this team. But yeah. Gavin Sheets wasn't supposed to be part of this deal. No. You know, I'll go around the infield. Mankata is hurt all the time. Mm-hmm. He's the only guy I've ever, the only young guy I've ever seen. He goes, boy, I'm a little sore. How old are you, for God's sake? That don't start till you're in your 60s. I mean, come on. And then we got Adam Engel comes back, who's still very good. I mean, they're putting the pieces in. I mean, Tony La Russa has got to be hands down manager of the year as of now.
As of now. I was just going to ask you that. Do you think he's the manager of the year at this point? It's hard to argue against.
Unless you want to get Alex Cora, that other cheater. That's right. From Boston, they're awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Sox are going to have trouble making it. I mean, through the playoffs. If you know, I think they're going. It's the weakest division. My God, Kansas City. I mean, when these teams lose, Kansas City. I'll say this about Hinge. I think Detroit's an up-and-comer.
Yeah.
Okay. They won a game yesterday. And for me, they beat Texas, and they were getting 130, 140. But the division's horrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, Cleveland's horrible. Detroit's just okay. Minnesota, Baldelli's still got a job. How, I don't know. I mean, they have been just run over by the White Sox. And some of this has to do with, of course, with the players, but the manager's been outstanding. You know, they can pick on. And if you're, it sounds so bad when you hear people still bashing La Russa. Mm-hmm. You know, like, come on, man. You can't be doing that. You look dumb.
You look dumb. That is true. You look dumb. And I was bashing him too, but I know when to lay off.
Lay off, man. Jump. Exactly. My God, pull the ripcord.
Now, here's the
flight down.
Here's one stat that is of concern. The White Sox, well, they have the fifth best one loss record, but they are also 16th in beating teams over 500. Only 16 and 20.
So where do they rank on beating teams that are under 500? Way up there. They beat the teams you're supposed to beat, but of course you got to be concerned about that. Of course. Mm-hmm. You know, you got some pretty good teams out there. You've had a lot of injuries. Mm-hmm. I don't think the record would be that way if they have a full complement. I know Eloy's supposed to be coming back soon. But they've had so many injuries. Grandel's down now. Eloy, Lewis Robert, Madrigal. Come on. I mean, Mankata, who's sore, you know. I mean, my God, it's like it's crazy. But their pitching staff, the starters, doing a pretty good job. Keuchel, Lance Lynn. Giolito's the guy I think you got to worry about, you know.
I am so with you on that. I don't think he's the pitcher we thought he was.
No, he might have been a flash in the pan.
Maybe it was that sticky stuff. You think that sticky stuff really has something to
do? Yeah. Well, I mean, that's Josh Donaldson. He'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm being told that there's some technical problems on the stream.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let's see.
I don't see it. Let's see.
I don't know why.
I think maybe it's their thing. I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we're good too. All right, now let's turn our attention to the Chicago Cubs. Oh, finally won a game.
I bet them. I jumped on and I said, you know what, sooner or later. And they did. And they beat Philadelphia yesterday, and I picked them on my Win Daily show. And they're too good to have lost 11 straight. Mm-hmm. They're too good to have gone through the hitting slump at the beginning of the season. Now, I'm not opening my mouth because they came back from the hitting slump, because they might reel off 11 straight. But I got to tell you, I brought up David Ross's name. Does he take any heat? Because La Russa takes heat if he wipes his brow. I mean, so David Ross cannot escape criticism here, but the rest of the team, look, they're all on contract years. They're hitting 230. Baez, 230. I know he's got power numbers. That I do know. Bryant, 271, injured. Rizzo, I'd never sign him to a long-term deal. He's got back problems. They're pitching. They let go of Darvish. They let go of Schwarber's made him look horrible with his hot thing. Jack Peterson's just okay. So I don't know how they're doing it. I really don't.
I don't know either.
I can't understand. They should win. They should never go through a streak like that. Their pitching's okay. Hendricks is okay. I mean, I've won 2 weeks in a row now with Alec Mills. Okay? No. I mean, he's the one that's surprisingly not doing that bad.
Mm-hmm.
He won last night.
Well, I should have listened to your show, Bet. I forgot the title now.
Be like Mike, bet like Mike. Don't worry about it, handsome. I know you're trying to look. You're like an airplane pilot going, what do you mean there's no oxygen in the camera?
It's on.
I'm having trouble breathing too, but they're short breaths. It's nothing new.
It's on every day at 11 a.m. Central on the Win Daily Sports Twitter page, and that's at Win Daily Sports. And make sure you get over to the website, windailysports.com. Mike, I should have listened to the show because prior to yesterday's game with the Cubs, I bet on them to win because I'm thinking, yeah, the streak's got to end eventually, so I'll at least bet the money line. And so yesterday I said, screw it, I'm going to bet on the Cubs to lose. And guess what happens? They win. So I should have listened to you.
I hadn't been on the Cubs at all. I haven't been on the White Sox all that much. I know this. The White Sox have won people a lot of money. Mm-hmm. They really have. They beat Minnesota again. They were favored to win, but they were favored slightly. That was one of my losses yesterday. I went 2-2. So I took Minnesota, but Minnesota's underperformed terribly. I said at the beginning of the season that they came in heavy, out of shape, some of them. You don't hear them. They're a dead ball club. Chemistry means everything. Maybe that's what's wrong with the Cubs. The chemistry has gotten old or bad or what have you. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm disappointed in the Cubs. I never dreamt they were going to be the Bears. I thought they were going to do what the Hawks did. The Hawks won 3 Stanley Cups. I said they'd win 3 in 10 years. They did. I thought the Cubs were going to win another one at least with this team. But unless they turn it around a little bit, and there's nothing. Right now they're around a 500 ball club. They're not out of it by any stretch, but they're not in it by any stretch, 8.5 out. But unless they turn it down, how can he keep any of them? Can he keep any? Bryant, to me, he's a Las Vegas guy. He's never really warmed up, I don't think, to Chicago. Maybe that's me. If they let him go, they let him go. There's teams winning every year that have different types of players that aren't Chris Bryant's. Mm-hmm. You know, I like a team of very good players instead of a team of good players with a couple really, really good players or great players. So, you know, you see San Francisco doing well this year. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the big tragedy is what's happened to their stars. Mm-hmm. It seems like they all fell in love, the Cubs, with the home run ball. And nobody's going to tell me Baez couldn't kind of cut down on his swing and be a better hitter. Bryant has done that somewhat this year, but they all go for the power numbers. That's a recipe for disaster, for the most part, when your main 3-4 guys are like that.
Mm-hmm. I'm so with you. Now, so if you were told you're running the Chicago Cubs and you're told, well, just keep a couple of those superstars that we have on the team. You got to get rid of a couple of them, you know, so get rid of Rizzo or Bryant and keep Baez and Contreras, or what combination would you do to keep at least 2 of the core guys? So that way you get fans to come in and have some interest, because I agree with you. They're going to have to sell. They're in sell mode. What do you think?
I love Contreras. I don't know what's wrong with him. Well, I mean, he should have better numbers.
Yeah.
You know, same with Bryce Harper, though. See, I see 13 homers for Contreras with 30 home runs. Bryce Harper's got 15 homers, 14 are solo. 14. I'm going, my God, a Napoleon solo. Right, for the phantom uncle. My God, that's what they. So I love Contreras. Mm-hmm. I'd keep him, and I'd probably keep Baez, but I wouldn't be at Baez third. I got to have a guy that puts more wood on the ball than him. I'd bat him 6th or 7th. Mm-hmm. I think Rizzo with the back, you can't get a long-term deal. If somebody else wants to give him one, fine. Bryant is a homegrown product. But you know what bothers me? He's having a decent year. He's struggled lately.
Right.
He's having a decent year in a contract year. Mm-hmm. You know, the previous couple of years, I'm going, where is the guy? You know what I mean? So I think I'd go with Baez and Contreras. Can I just say this about Jake Ariella?
Please.
If it's not for him, we don't even have that one ring. So I understand. Everybody's mad at the guy. Mm-hmm. I put him out of his misery, what have you. But leave the dog alone. The dog is the dog that got us to the dog show. Come on.
You think his career is over, though? I mean, he really has looked pathetic lately.
I'll tell you what. There's a fight at the bat rack to get the pitch, the bat against him.
No,
I can't believe it, man. I love Jake Arrieta, though. I always have. I'm glad. I think when you look at and when they have these reunions, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen, he's 88 years old. We'll never forget. Well, everybody, because most of us are dead. But that's right. He's 88. He won a Cy Young Award. And Jake Arrieta. And they better give him the biggest standing ovation, man, because he was the beast.
Yeah. All right. I wanted to talk about a little
bit. Like my old man.
That was good. I'm impressed.
I've been working on it.
I wanted to bring up this. I put it up on Twitter that the Bears, the Chicago Bears, have 7 days before they can't sign wide receiver Allen Robinson to a long-term contract. So all tagged players, franchise tagged players like Allen Robinson is, they have 7 days to come to an agreement with the organization on a multi-year contract. So I asked fans, do you think it's vital for the Bears to sign Allen Robinson to a long-term contract? 67% said yes, because it's good for the young quarterback and his future. Almost 9% says, no, it's not a big deal because you can tag Allen Robinson again next year. And then 25% said, nah, I'm not even sweating it. What say you, Mike North?
I'm going with the 24%. Okay. I'm not sweating it. I'm, you know, look, whatever happens with Allen Robinson, he's got enough money to last him the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I like him. Get the job done. But, I mean, there's a scene in Pulp Fiction where Robert De Niro's in the van.
Mm-hmm.
And Samuel Jackson finds out that there's books in the bag instead of money. And then De Niro tells him that Max Cherry, the bail bondsman, was there. He goes, wait a minute. You saw Max Cherry? And then he goes, and he puts his head in his arm before he kills De Niro. That's how I'm feeling about the Allen Robinson. Didn't we go through this last year with the Allen Robinson? Are we going to do this every year?
Well, if you can't come to an agreement with the Bears.
I mean, my God. I'd love the guy to stay. I know he's invested now in Justin Fields. Last year, Mitch was his guy. I understand. He moved on. You got to move on, I guess. And, you know, we'll watch Mitch from a distance. Mm-hmm.
But, Mike, don't you think it would help this young quarterback?
The best they got. I do.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got him and the young guy, Darnell Mooney. He's a couple of years from being a great receiver.
Or not when the kingdom come.
Right. So
I mean, he's not the biggest guy. And last year he took some punishment on the sideline. Man.
Exactly. I mean, he's a speed guy. He's going to stretch the field, and you need that. Like you need Willie Galton, 85, but you need a Dennis McKinnon / Allen Robinson to pick up those tough yards and be fairly reliable.
I can argue about that. You know what? If they want to sign him, fine. If they don't, you know, I mean, Justin Fields is the big question mark in the defense to me. Those are the big things. Those are the two things to me. Mm-hmm. I think if Dalton plays, they'll be okay. I'm really struggling
mm-hmm.
with the fact. I don't know if we're going to go by total yards or points given up or what. I'm struggling with the fact that this Bear defense may be a top 10 defense. I mean, you know, I mean, I think they're a couple years past. Mm-hmm. They're sort of like the team in 2018 that was supposed to be like the 2016 Cubs. Mm-hmm. They were supposed to win it all. Then we had the double dong or double ding or whatever it is, double point. So I'm starting to look at this team as getting a little long in the tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the defense, if they have a top 10 year and they could get some turnovers,
yep.
I think the Bears can make some noise, but I'm telling you now, and I saw Dan Pompey wrote something about this.
Okay.
That he's hearing that Rodgers is going to stay. Or well, that there's some. Well, because where's he going to go?
Right.
I mean, the Packers, I mean, everybody's, who, anybody in the media business, they won't even pick up a check, but they're telling this guy who's going to drop 20 or 30 million, go ahead, he's going to walk away. Mm-hmm. Media people who were mad because they stopped giving away free hot dogs at the Cub press room, mm-hmm. okay, mm-hmm. Are saying what Aaron Rodgers should do. If Green Bay plays their game, right, mm-hmm. Rodgers going to lose a lot of money. Now, we'll see how he is. He's a different cat. We'll see if he's a different cat, because that's a lot of money.
Yeah, I said on this show last week that I thought that Aaron Rodgers was going to opt out of the season, that he was going to take the COVID opt out and not play this season. I was wrong. He did not. So he has nowhere to go other than the Green Bay Packers, and the Packers say they're not going to trade him, and I believe they are not going to trade him.
You know what? He doesn't know. Look, this happens to everybody at times. The grass is greener on the other side till you get to the other side. Not everybody's Tom Brady. He proved me wrong. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because, or he proved everybody wrong. I could go to another team and just win. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, that doesn't mean it's going to happen with Rodgers. What, you know, there's legacy involved here. I know Favre went somewhere else and won for a short time, but he's always going to be a Packer. He's right. Not going to be a Viking or a Jet. I'd like to see Rodgers stay. I think it's more of a challenge. And then he's got the heat on Green Bay to give him some players like everybody wants. But a lot of people in Green Bay don't like his attitude right now. So we'll see what happens.
If I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, and as much as I would appreciate the greatness of Aaron Rodgers, because he is a great quarterback. But man, oh man, the drama that he has brought this season, I would be fed up with him. I'm like, trade him for Mitch Trubisky, man. Let's have
He's
Trubisky.
He's the only guy I've ever seen. Guy's worth millions and millions of dollars. I saw him in the golf thing. I saw the vagrant got on the course with some golf clubs. The guy looks homeless. My God. Right, you know what? You can tell just by dress and by just appearance. The guy who's won 6 Super Bowls and the guy who's won 1, you know?
Yes. Brady was like so clean cut and polished looking, and Rodgers looked like he had just finished cleaning out the garbage cans in the clubhouse.
I told you what happened with me and B, or maybe I didn't tell you. Me and B are walking Lotto down the street. Uh-huh. And I go, it was beautiful out. It was nice, you know? Telling a nice story, and then I hear some guy blow his nose. Then there was a heavy wind. Then it went away. No, it was beautiful. Wait, so I go to B. I go, B, who's got it better than us? She goes, Tom Brady? I go, yeah, and Giselle too. And then we just kept walking. But no, but not too many more people. Just Tom Brady. I mean, he hits like a 30-foot putt. I mean, come on.
I'm so sorry about that. I thought I lowered my pot down, but it was the wrong one.
Oh, that's okay. I didn't care. That's something that's called creativity, my friend.
I'm walking my dog, and all of a sudden there's somebody blowing their nose.
I'm walking my dog. I love this show. Nobody loves this show like we love this show.
Oh, I think Q from Cincy loves it. He's high all over the place.
I'm walking my dog. The sun's hitting us. The wind's blowing. Beautiful. Thank you.
King Pookie Nation says Rodgers is a prima donna. It's hard to argue with that because he's really coming off that way, man. I'm telling you.
He's Cutler who wins. It's how Cutler would have been at 81. Instead of being the average quarterback that he was at 57. If he wins a Super Bowl, he's Cutler. Cutler would have been the only guy that would have been just okay with winning the Super Bowl. You know, wouldn't have been thrilled or anything. Now I'm hearing he was misunderstood and all this crap. I watched the games and I saw your sullen face. Okay? I mean, my God, don't start saying that people You know, the media was misunderstood him. The media kissed your butt. My God.
That's true.
Yeah, it's true, man.
It's true.
My God. And by the way, I want to discuss one thing.
Sure.
You know my guy Mitch Trubisky got married. Congratulations.
I didn't know that. I missed that.
Yeah, he got married.
Good for him. What
I hear. I think. I guess. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
I got it on my Twitter, the front page of my Twitter page. Look it up. She looks wonderful. He looks great.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
How do you miss that? You know why? Yeah, but if Foles was getting married, you all would have known about it. Yeah. How's that? So anyway, I can't let that shit go, no. And I never will. Somebody listed the top five Bear records the other day.
Uh-huh.
Cutler held two of them. McMahon held one. And Trubisky held two, and we got rid of them. So, quarterback rating and something else, and yeah, unbelievable. But
look at this guy. Holy cow, she's beautiful.
Yeah, she is, isn't she?
Oh, my
God bless.
Yeah.
Look at him. Look at him. Cleaner than the Board of Health. Yeah. Straight part in his hair.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, he looks like a
Yeah, he's ready to go.
Yeah, he looks like
a He's ready to go. Yeah. So, anyway, congratulations. But after the year I endured, sticking up for you. I know we're on Twitter. And I follow you on Twitter. But after all the times I took up for you more than your agent, more than your family, you'd think I would have had an invitation? Something. Nothing. You know? I mean, my God, nobody stood up for you more than me the last couple of years in this town. Yep. And I ended up being right about it. And yet, I see pictures of weddings, and I don't see me there. I don't get it. I mean, my guy, Cole Komet. I mean, Cole, I know you listen to the show. For Christ's sake, tell the guy, you know, people took shots. I took abuse.
Yes, you did.
My God. And I stood up, and then he ended up winning the guy, God bless the thing, and saving everybody's job except his. Isn't that Q says it? You don't, man. You don't do that to me. I deserve to go.
Should have been that giving away.
I should have been the guy that drove the carriage. They had to have a carriage.
You should have been there one way or another.
I remember somebody suggested me and B get a carriage. I go, not on October 1st. Limo.
Mike would have been there taking bets at the back of the room. I give the marriage.
Let me tell you this story. I'm going to tell everybody this story, okay? Because this is what you tune into Bear's Bar Room. Because I'm on fire again today, ladies and gentlemen. Let me ask everybody this. Does everybody think Kansas City's going to do it again? Or are they going to get lucky again? And when I say lucky... Aldo's going, what the hell are you talking about, man? They got Patrick Mahomes. Guess who led the league in dropped interceptions? Patrick Mahomes. You know how many dropped interceptions there were last year?
Yeah.
Does anybody have an idea?
I'm going to guess
no.
30-something.
No, 19.
Okay.
Dropped balls that should have been intercepted. Okay. You know who was second? Josh Allen.
Really?
Okay, at 15.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying. I'm not saying I saw some of those games, and there's a reason they're defensive backs because they're not good enough, like Devin Hester, to be full time wide receivers because of their hands. Okay, not everybody's Peanut Tillman, all right? Because I think Peanut would have been a great wide receiver.
Oh,
okay, I think he would have been great. So not everybody's like that. So I'm just telling you, there's luck involved in football. And when you throw 19 balls that should have been intercepted, you got lucky on at least half of them, okay? So it's up to these teams. And by the way, I'm not taking a shot at Patrick Mahomes. No way. I'll take him in a heartbeat, okay? But he had some times last year where it wasn't what – they never covered the spread. Never. Hardly at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they might be one of the teams that I fade for the under this year, Kansas City.
You know, I saw that stat, too, about the interceptions.
Yeah.
And, I was shocked by that because, holy cow, that is a
lot. I mean, everybody thinks that just, you know, that the lower end quarterbacks get away with stuff. Are you kidding me? But then he takes advantage of those breaks. Mm-hmm. You know, so we'll see what happens. And Josh Allen's right up there.
Yeah.
There was a couple other guys. I can't remember who they were. I'll tell you, the interesting race is going to be, you know, everybody forgets Jared Goff was pretty good with the Rams. And when he went to the Super Bowl, he was pretty good. I'm anxious to see that their over-unders, like, I don't know, it's like minuscule. The Detroit Lions?
Yeah, because that's an awful team, Mike.
Well, I got news for Bear fans. If your hope is that Aaron Rodgers doesn't play for the Packers, okay, you're basically, I mean, Martin Landau hanging on to the Statue of Liberty, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And getting ready, or Mount Rushmore, getting ready to fall. That's it, getting ready to fall, because Aaron Rodgers, I think, is going to play for the Packers. So the Bears better be ready.
Yeah, so if Rodgers plays for the Packers, are you then thinking there's just no way the Bears win the division?
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Because Aaron Rodgers, well, you know what? I think Aaron Rodgers doesn't know that half the people in this country don't give a shit about him. If he's
that's more than
NFL fans. Who cares?
Gotcha.
He's not the main guy. It's Tom Brady and everybody else. Mm-hmm. And Patrick Mahomes. Aaron Rodgers was MVP. He did his usual, I'm gonna be out of the playoffs. And then blamed everybody else. You know, his act's getting tiresome, like LeBron's act is for people.
Thank you.
Whining, crying, $39 million a year quarterback. Mm-hmm. Okay. Who got MVP because he must have thrown the ball to himself and caught it. Who must have blocked for himself. I mean, if I'm his teammates, I'm going, listen, you threw the people, Devontae Adams? Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Don't tell me you have nobody when he's on your team. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear that. Because he's the guy I would take off the Green Bay Packers right now.
Interesting.
So, right?
I would agree, yeah.
I don't know. Who's doing the – is Aaron Rodgers playing 1-on-11? If you're a teammate of his, you're getting aggravated. Maybe we're not all that, but we're all that we helped get you there. It sounds like it's all about him, you know, and it's not all about Brady. And that's why people like Brady, telling you.
He sacrificed so much of his salary during the course of his year.
Right. And how much has Rodgers sacrificed? Nothing.
Zero. What do you think about what Merv says here? He thinks that this whole Rodgers thing has been orchestrated drama for ratings. What do you think?
I'll tell you what was orchestrated for ratings. And basically, I was just looking for my vomit bucket. That stupid golf match the other night. Jesus Christ Almighty. After the fourth hole, I go, they're hitting like me. They're hitting in the bushes. They're hitting the tree up there. There's a mountain in the background. You don't know where the ball's at. Bryson DeChambeau had to look for his own ball. I'm going, are you kidding me? I go, who gives a crap? Whether Tom Brady, he hit a putt. I'm happy for him. Aaron Rodgers, good drives. Tom Brady, good. I don't care.
That's right. I'm with you on that.
I mean, you know, I mean, to me, I was so bored. I go, really, out of all of them? Believe me, folks, they used to call me Mr. Vegas. Believe me when I tell you this. Out of those four guys that were there, I wouldn't want to hang with any of them.
Yeah.
I mean, you hang with them because they're celebrities.
Yeah.
But I mean, as far as, you know, I'm afraid I'd set off a firework and Brady would call the police on me. Okay? Rodgers, I'm afraid, would get arrested because he looks homeless. You know? DeChambeau, you know, he's okay. And Phil. I hang with him.
Phil did a good job. You know,
Phil talks, Phil rolls.
Yeah, he's going
to
be
a good him better than I used to.
Yeah, me too. He's grown on me over the last several years. He's going to be a good golf commentator someday. He could be like Johnny Miller, tell it like it is kind of guy who speaks his
mind. Yeah.
He's good.
Absolutely, my friend.
The other thing about that match that I was going to say, besides it agreeing with you,
besides the fact I wanted to hang myself after the fifth hole, I go, you know, even if you bet it, you couldn't wait for it to get over.
Exactly. The other thing is, Charles
Barkley. I was typing my initials like Brooks.
Yeah.
Mike was here. Jeez.
Charles
Barkley. And then you got to hear Charles Barkley and all these.
Why was he there? It was the first game of the NBA Finals. You would think that he would be on the set of the countdown show.
Yeah, they didn't do the game. I don't know what the hell it was. But as soon as the NBA Finals started, I shut that damn stuff off, man. Believe me.
All right, let's win some money now because we got Mike's Picks coming up, brought to you by WinDailySports.com. Make sure you go to WinDailySports.com for all of your betting needs. And Mike also wants you to go over to their Twitter account and hit follow at WinDailySports. Do it for Mike. Do it for the bar room. Do it for the team.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very bad. Nothing today that I had except one deal.
Okay.
It doesn't make any sense to me. So this is Mike's. It doesn't make any sense bet of the day. Okay.
I love it.
The proposition bet for assists.
Okay.
For Chris Paul is 8.5.
Ooh, interesting.
I mean, my God, with Booker on your team and Ayton, I know Chris Paul shoots a lot, but he's been getting up. I think he had 9 the other day.
Yes.
This is at 8.5. It doesn't make any sense. So I'm taking the under. 8.5. Is Chris Paul going to have an off game? I mean, are they going to adjust to him where you figure if they adjust to him, he's going to try to dish off and get assists.
Right.
So I thought it should be 10.5. I'm taking the under 8.5 in assists. I think by the time the data tees up, you'll probably be able to get it at Bovada or something. By the time it tees up, it might be 9. So I'm taking the under. And that is my pick of the day. Eldo, back to you.
It's a great pick. It's going to be interesting to see what the Bucks do defensively. You know, like John said earlier in the chat room, get the ball out of Chris Paul's hands and make sure, you know, you come up with a different defensive strategy. And that means disrupting Chris Paul's game. And so that's an interesting bet you got there, brother.
Yeah, it's going to be a pressure bet. It's agonizing. You know, the guy could be stopped for 2 quarters and then go off and dish out 5 assists, and then you're sweating. But it's fun. I don't have nothing on any other games, folks. If the system did, I'd give it to you. But that's not what I do. I'm not just going to give out a game. But I did smell this one out. So that is my pick of the day. I bet my picks. Remember that.
Yeah. Well, and you've got a show coming up in less than an hour. It's again on the Twitter page of Win Daily Sports at Win Daily Sports. It's Bet Like Mike, Be Like Mike. It's a great title. Great title. So
yeah, that was Be Like Mike, Bet Like Mike Schwartzy. I think he was just, you know, looking in his crystal ball, but he put that out there. So yeah, you know, Jeff Schwartz gave me that one. So we're all good with that. We got that coming up in 11, but I'll tell you what, the bar room is the place to go. We've been having a great, great year. Football's coming up soon. Mm-hmm. We appreciate Win Daily supporting us.
Yep.
By the way, Aldo.
Yes, sir.
I like the new look. I like the hair look, and I like it. I told you that earlier.
Well,
you know,
I'm just worried because it's starting to thin out pretty good there. So I figured let's just show it a few more times before it goes all the way. Every time I look at
we'll always cherish these moments.
Exactly.
We can see your hairline. Yes.
The last thing I wanted to share with you is just get your thoughts on the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, the Tampa Bay Lightning win for the second year in a row. Do you care that they lifted the Stanley Cup again in Tampa Bay? Or has expansion in the NHL kind of ruined the whole thing for you? There's so many teams.
You know what? This team is going to go down in history as one of the best teams that nobody cared about. Okay? Tampa is the city of champions. But I'll be honest with you. Today, this morning on Twitter, and I'm up early, usually if there's an NBA championship or baseball, it's all over the place. There's nothing on Tampa Bay winning it, right? Nobody gives a shit. I didn't care. I go, okay, they won 2 in a row. We knew this. And this year, I hardly bet the hockey because the odds were just out of whack. Mm-hmm. Montreal, okay, there's a nice Cinderella story, but come on. Yeah. I mean, Tampa Bay, I mean, people, some people still don't get adjusted to hot weather teams playing hockey, let alone winning Stanley Cups, and they've won two in a row. I mean, I can't name you five guys on the team. I mean, you know, we used to know the – I knew the lineup of the all six original six teams in the 60s.
Me too, Mike.
Knew every line and everything else. I can't tell you. And the goalie's name looks like an alphabet. It looks like the alphabet. I mean, you know, so congratulations to them, but it didn't move the needle to me.
Yep. I know more players from that 1969-70 Montreal Canadiens team than I do the team that just got eliminated from the Stanley Cup Finals. And that happened.
Well, if you know Yvan Cournoyer, Jack Lemaire, just those two guys, you know more than I know the guys that are on the current Tampa Bay team.
Exactly.
Okay. But they've had a hell of a year in sports, haven't they?
Yeah, they really have.
Yeah, hell of a year in sports. Tampa Bay football, you know, the Rays. I mean, they got good teams. But the city, to me, it's – you know, the only thing that saves it from being okay is Orlando, which is worse. Me and Tom Bohr, we had to find a cab in Orlando once.
Oh no.
Once. Once. We did rush it. Once. Never again. Orlando. Disney World this.
Mike, you ever done an Uber or a Lyft or any of those new cabs?
They didn't have it back then. I don't know what happened. Some guy bought a medallion. Imagine those poor guys that bought the taxi medallions. I'm set for life. And some guy goes, you're about this new thing called Uber? You know? So long, everybody. You know.
That's a perfect place to leave it off. We'll be back here next Thursday at 9:30 a.m. And make sure you catch Mike at 11 a.m. at One Daily Sports. Their Twitter feed will have Mike on for 20 minutes talking about sports.
That's all. We'll be on later on. I'll be on Twitter in about 40 minutes, folks. Have some fun. Enjoy. But, boy, what a fun show this was today. Yep. I don't know if we cured anybody or cured anybody's ills, but we hope we gave you a few laughs. That's what we try to do here. You know what I mean? With the godfather of rock and roll, the godfather of funk, the godfather of the barroom. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Aldo Gandia. Aldo, good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you.
Good luck, everybody.
Tuesday for lunch. So
yeah, we're not going to tell you where. You got to hunt us down. So long, everybody. We'll be right back.